for public broadcasting.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Can you imagine what might be in this box beside me? Well, it's a truck. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's the kind of truck that people really ride in? Or is it a toy truck? I'll show you. It's a toy, isn't it? A toy truck. Yep. And this toy truck belongs to a neighbor of mine, and when I asked if I could borrow it, he said, sure. Now, if I didn't have a toy truck, I could use a block of wood like this as a truck. You know, toys don't have feelings. Blocks of wood don't either. But people do. And sometimes people use toys in their play about their feelings. For instance, do you ever use your toy to help you with your angry feelings? What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could fight? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag? Or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. That's right. Doesn't it feel good when you're just about to do something that you know is wrong and you decide to do something else, something that won't hurt you or anybody else? Doesn't that feel great? You know you're really growing then. Oh, there's somebody at the door. It's Mr. McFeely.
Come in, Mr. McFeely. Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. Are you still interested in trucks?
Oh, yes, I've just been talking about trucks.
Well, I have this tape showing people using a big truck and other heavy equipment.
Oh, would you watch it with us?
I will. I have some time. If you have some time.
Oh, I'd like to see it.
Well, we'll put it right in a picture.
Let's see. A big truck and other heavy equipment.
There's where they're building a big apartment house. That's an excavator putting dirt into a dump truck.
It scoops up the dirt and drops it into the truck bed.
There's Larry. He works carefully. You have to, so the dirt goes where it's supposed to go, and so no one gets hurt.
People don't see that kind of dump truck very often.
Well, that's for sure. The dump truck is full, so it's time to dump the dirt into a great big pile nearby.
Who's that?
Well, that's Brian, the driver. He's going to back up the truck so he can dump the dirt.
There's somebody else.
Well, that's Dave, and he's helping Brian guide the truck into just the right place.
That truck is so big, the tires are almost as tall as Dave.
Yes, they are. Oh, up goes the truck bed, slowly, carefully.
Out comes the dirt. Is certainly special, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, that's right. And off it goes to get more dirt.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely. I've always enjoyed watching things like that.
Well, I enjoy it myself.
Can you stay a bit?
No, I have more deliveries to make, so I'll say right now, see you around the neighborhood and speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery to you, Mr. McFeely.
Goodbye.
Bye. Why don't we just have some make-believe? We've been pretending that Lady Elaine Fairchild has been collecting other people's things for an exhibit at her museum ground. The only trouble is she hasn't asked the people if she could borrow their things. So let's just make believe what happens with all those things today as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make believe.
Yes, we're quite sure that Lady Elaine has everything. We're all going to do our best. That's for sure, Trolley.
Mayor Maggie, Royal Looker, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Do you have any report from your looking?
We know for sure that Lady Elaine Fairchild has several of the missing things at her museum.
Uh-huh.
She's having an exhibit today.
Uh-huh. Does she have my crown?
We're not completely sure, but we surmise that she does.
I want my crown immediately.
I suggest that you and I go together to the museum and see if your crown is really there.
How can I go anywhere without my crown?
I know it's distressing for you, King Friday, but why don't you wear a cap? I think you'd look great in a cap.
Any old cap?
How about a cap with a crown on it, Uncle Friday?
Niece Aberlin, I presume?
correct, as usual, Uncle Friday.
What's this about a cap with a crown on it? Yes, it has a crown on it, but it's not a real crown.
It has a 13 on the crown.
It is not my custom to leave this castle crownless.
But Uncle Friday, we have every reason to believe that when you return to the castle, you will return with your real crown on, sire.
In that case, I shall demonstrate what a good sport a king can be. Let us try on the crown cap.
And quite a royal cap it is.
I am prepared.
We'll look in front,
we'll look behind,
we'll look all over town.
We'll look and look and surely find King Friday's royal crown.
And Edgar Cook's refrigerator.
And our Westwood town sign.
And Daniel's truck.
And Corny's block rocker, etc., etc.
I'm ready to venture forth, ladies.
I'll see you both at the museum go-round. I promised Daniel I'd meet him at the clock first.
Oh, very
we'll
good.
See you there.
Very good. Hello, Mayor Maggie.
Hi, Lady A.
Hi, Daniel.
I didn't sleep very well last night.
Do you know why?
I was worried about my truck.
What about it was worrying you?
What'll I do if it's not at the museum?
But I thought that you already had gotten it back.
Why would you think that?
Because Lady Elaine told me she was taking it to you last time we were together. I saw it in her hands.
Really? Well, I still don't have it.
Well, she does. Tell you what, why don't you get ready, and we'll go over to her place together.
Okay. Oh, thanks. I'll get off my pajamas, and I'll be right back.
Wow, Daniel, you're fast.
When I'm hopeful.
We'll look in front, we'll look behind, with patience and with luck. We'll look and look and surely find our Daniel's favorite truck.
Oh, my favorite truck. Oh, good.
Come along.
All right.
And she's just been so excited about this exhibit of hers. Oh, here come Lady Aberlin and Daniel Striped Tiger. Hello,
Lady Aberlin. Hi, Daniel.
As I was just telling the others, Lainey seems to have been carried away by her enthusiasm for this exhibit of hers. In fact, that's all she could think of for days, and so she just went around collecting anything she saw. You know what I mean?
We do know, but she never asked anybody if she could take things.
Well, that's right, and now she's sorry, and she doesn't know how to face all of you.
I suggest that she simply return our things immediately.
Yes, I really want my truck.
And I need my block rocker.
And I my refrigerator.
Well, I feel sure that way down deep, Lainey understands the inconvenience, and oh, here she comes.
Well, well, well. Welcome to the Found Object Sharing Exhibit. Now, most of you have helped with this exhibit. You must be very proud. Uh-huh. Oh, there you are, Daniel. I was looking everywhere for you. I heard you were sad about your truck.
Of course he's sad about his truck, Lady Elaine.
A lot of people are sad, Lady Elaine.
Okay, well, just a minute. Well, here's the truck, and you don't even have to say please and thank you. Oh, oh, at last I have it back. Oh, thank you. I've got my truck, everybody.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
I'm so glad for you, Daniel.
Oh, thanks for your help, Lady A.
And now, Fairchild, where is my crown?
Don't be hasty, Friday. Now, everyone, when your object is exhibited, you may clap, claim your object, and say thank you as I present it to you. First, the Westwood sign.
I claim it.
You claim it? Okay, here you are. Say thank you.
But you didn't say please when you took it.
Oh, well, I'll say it right now. Please.
Thank you.
There. Okay, I'll get the next one.
Oh, Lady Elaine.
This is a heavy thing. Here it is, a fine, fine refrigerator.
I claim it.
Say please.
Thank you, and please don't take it again. I have to go back to the kitchen and cook.
Take it, Toots. Take it. There you go.
Hi, Edgar.
I happen to be in a hurry, too, Fairchild.
Just a minute, Friday. Just a minute. Here is a fine block rocker.
I claim it.
please.
Thank you. And I've got to get back to work. Okay, take it.
Bye, Corny.
I'm going to take it.
Okay, fine.
Just as I must get back to my royal work, Fairchild.
Looks like yours may be next, King Friday.
Now for the last part of the exhibit.
My crown?
Your flying crown. It's yours when you catch it, Friday. No need to thank me.
Flying crown? Oh, oh,
oh.
So
oh,
it is.
See if you can get it there, Maggie.
Oh, look. This is ridiculous. Yes, I know it's my crown.
Oh,
but it's flying.
Oh, you can't catch it.
There.
Oh, it's flying.
Can you get it? Can you
get it?
I tell you, this is absolutely ridiculous. Just when I thought I was getting my crown back. Oh, that Fairchild.
Oh, get it right here.
You see it?
Wait a minute.
Yes.
I remember a long time ago, Lainey pulled something like this on me. I finally discovered that all I had to do was stand very still, and what I needed would come to me. Let's try being very still and see what the crown does.
Excellent suggestion, Mrs. Templeton.
Well, thank you, Hart. It surely does work for me every time.
You have a curious friend, Betty Okanak Templeton.
Oh, I know. But we've known each other forever. And sometimes she needs my help, and sometimes I need her.
Hey, Betty, it's time for gymnastics.
Oh, see what I mean? Farewell. What an incredible life. I'm so glad to be living it with you all.
Farewell.
Bye.
Well, now, you royal finders, yes, you're all welcome at the castle. We can celebrate in the C room.
C for celebration.
C for crown.
Yes, I must say, I'm very proud of you, very proud.
Oh. Wonderful. Yes, Trolley, everyone's fine.
Excellent, yes.
So all the people got their things back, and Lady Elaine found out that you're supposed to ask before you take something that doesn't belong to you. That's right. Do you have some things that are really hard to share? Well, there are some things, like your very favorite soft animal, or your special blanket or pillow, that you shouldn't have to share. But there are some other things that we need to share. I think you know what some of them are. Oh, that must be somebody at this kitchen door.
Bill.
Fred.
Welcome.
Hi.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Hi.
Bill Nye, the science guy. What have you got for us?
Well, Fred, I've got a way to blow up a balloon without using your mouth.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
First, we need this bottle.
And you need something beside that, I guess.
Oh, yeah. We need a couple chemicals that we get in the kitchen. Do you have vinegar and baking soda?
I have both, yeah. Right over here.
In the cupboard.
Mm-hmm. There's the vinegar. Oh,
Here's the baking soda. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, it's the kind that comes in a box. That's how you know it's baking soda.
All right.
Oh, to blow up a balloon, we need a balloon. I have one right here. So the first thing is to put some baking soda in the balloon.
You mean you're not going to take it to your mouth and go...
No, that's the easy way. No. This is much more fun.
Ah, good.
First, we need a small spoon.
I have spoon.
I've got one right here.
Oh, good.
This is the kind of spoon you get at a store that sells those big soft drinks. Mm-hmm. You take some baking soda and just spoon it into the balloon. That's one, two, three. Now, you do three. So all together, we'll have 3 plus 3, that's 6. 1, 2, 3.
I'm getting it on the table here. Well,
that's okay. This is a kitchen table, right?
Yep.
So spilling baking soda won't hurt it at all. We can clean it up later.
Look at that.
It's pretty fun, isn't it? It's a powder that blows around, yeah. Now we want to put some vinegar into this bottle. Just hold the bottle with one hand and pour with the other. I like to use about, that much.
To there.
Now we want to put the balloon on top of the bottle. Now, I'm a grown-up, and so I can grab the balloon like this and just put it on. Mm-hmm. But if you have small hands, you can hold one side of the balloon with your thumb, like that, and take your other hand and pull it over. And it's good to take a moment and work the balloon down past the bumps. Well, it's good to take a moment, but...
Well, you have to take your time with science.
That's right.
Don't you?
It's worth it because what happens is so fun. There, see, now I've got it all the way down, mm-hmm. all the way around. Now we mix the powder with the vinegar. And the way you do that is just take the balloon and shake it.
Want me to do it?
Yeah, please. Watch this. This is so fun. Isn't that cool? See, the bubbles are being made down here, and the bubbles pop and fill up the balloon. Oh, man, it's going wild, isn't it?
It is. Look at that.
But see, we don't spill any because it's all kept in the bottle and the balloon.
And we didn't blow it up with our mouths at all. Look
no.
At that.
Now, this is called a chemical reaction. The chemicals in the vinegar and the baking soda mix together to make this stuff that's like air. We call it a gas. And the gas is filling up the balloon.
Have you always loved stuff like this?
Always. Isn't it fun?
Yeah, even when you were a little boy, though.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember when I didn't love it. And I love to share it with people.
That's the best part, isn't it?
Yeah.
To think that you could put those two things together and it would go...
It's wild. Well, I'll tell you what. I have to take this down to the school and show them.
Oh, you're going to show a class how... vinegar and baking soda can blow up a balloon, huh?
Yeah, they've got plenty of vinegar and baking soda at the school.
Oh, all right. Well, then you don't need mine. But any time you have something like this, I wish you'd bring it by to us.
Thanks. It was really fun. Hey, are you okay with cleaning up the table?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Bill.
I'll see you soon.
You're always welcome in this neighborhood.
Thanks. Great to have you as a neighbor.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We have such interesting neighbors here. Oh, Bill left his little spoon. Well, I'll take that to him after a while. Put the vinegar and the baking soda back. Oh, I better clean this up. Always something to do. I was just thinking, there are so many people in the world who like to share the things that they know how to do. Isn't it great to grow up to be such a sharing person? I trust that you'll be growing up to be a sharing person. Can give everyone a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how. By just your being yourself. That's right. Only one person in the whole world like you. And people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back. Bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.